Welcome back, divine being, to the second lesson on freedom from overthinking, worry, and anxiety, the sacred trust code. I honor your effort in doing this inner work. You're doing great. Keep going. Your efforts are really helping your life and the lives of others. In the first lesson, we spoke about part one of the sacred trust code, which is, I nurture my growth like a gardener nurturing a delicate rose bush, aware that each stage of growth is vital and beautiful in its own way. My patience creates a solid foundation for life. In this class, we will affirm our spiritual identity when we connect with our heart center and see ourselves as spiritual beings. We tap into an unchanging source of self-worth. We are consciousness, energy that has always existed and will continue to exist even after our physical bodies are gone. This realization helps us understand that our true essence goes beyond the temporary aspects of life. Our worth is inherent, not dependent on external validation or circumstances. By affirming our spiritual identity, we strengthen our self-worth. It truly is transformative. Here is a definition of trust you might find helpful. Trust is a sacred process from the heart. It is freedom from overthinking, worry, and anxiety. Trust is being open to hidden possibilities within challenges. It means recognizing wisdom and grace even in the darkest of times. Connecting with our spiritual identity gives us the wisdom to recognize the hidden possibilities in challenges. When we acknowledge that our essence is consciousness, an eternal and unchanging force, we can navigate life with peace. This spiritual recognition assures us that no matter the external circumstances, our true self remains untouched and pure. As Teilhard de Chardin wisely said, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. This quote essentially captures what it is we are trying to convey in this lesson, reminding us that our true identity is spiritual, which grounds us in unwavering trust. So, this is part two of the sacred trust code. I am conscious energy. I am light. I am love. I am peace. I am eternal. Embracing the spiritual identity builds an unshakable trust in yourself, rooted in the knowledge of your true indestructible nature. This trust, born from spiritual connection, empowers us to overcome fear, embracing each moment as a part of our eternal journey. Recognizing our spiritual identity is key because it sets the stage for everything else in the sacred trust code. Knowing and affirming our spiritual identity is essential for overcoming overthinking, worry, and anxiety. Without this, it's hard to silence the cacophony in our minds. When we wake up to being eternal and indestructible, then this consciousness ensures our trust journey is grounded in our true self. Let's take a moment to realize our true nature, that we are more than our experiences, lifestyle, work, or relationships. These external factors do not define the real you. You remain whole and unchanged, even if they change. I came to this realization at the young age of 14. An event in my life made me see that I was more than just a physical being made of flesh and blood, that I was a soul. My grandmother, whom I was incredibly close to, fell ill in our ancestral village, and my family rushed there to see her one last time before she passed away. However, by the time we arrived, she had already passed. As I looked upon her lifeless body, once so full of vitality and zest for life, it struck me that our bodies are merely vessels, while our souls are the true drivers within. The finality of death, mixed with the vivid memories of a spirit, led me to understand that we are eternal beings. By embracing our true spiritual identity, we cultivate a foundation of unwavering trust. This trust is not dependent on transient aspects of our life, such as our job, relationships, or achievements. Instead, it is rooted in the understanding that our core being is constant and invincible, and that our inner self cannot be harmed or diminished. Just remember, Divine Soul, that you, the soul, cannot be harmed or diminished. Now let's explore a guided meditation. Take a moment to feel a deep connection to your heart center. This connection gives you the strength to look inward and truly see your spiritual identity. Recognize that your consciousness itself, eternal and indestructible, your existence is constant and unchanging. As pure consciousness, you exist beyond the world of matter. Recognize yourself as a luminous being of light within the body, the life force behind your physical existence. This awareness brings a profound sense of peace and security. Slowly and silently, repeat after me. I am conscious energy. I am light. I am love. I am peace. I am a gentle being with endless potential. keep this affirmation close as we dive deeper into understanding and embracing our spiritual identity. Take a deep breath in and out, allowing yourself to enter a state of stillness and peace. Imagine yourself as a luminous being of light, residing within your physical body. This is your true essence. You, the soul, are the source of power and divinity. With each inhale, feel yourself becoming more connected to your truest self. With each exhale, release any negative thoughts or limiting beliefs. As you continue to breathe deeply and fully immerse yourself in this state of being, know that you are untouchable and eternal. Through this practice, you can overcome any barriers and challenges to self-trust. Embrace your inner light and experience a life filled with peace, connection, and spiritual fulfillment. Om Shanti, I am peace. As this lesson comes to an end, receive this blessing, Divine Soul. Keep it with you today, and we'll come together again in the next lesson. Peace. You find solace in the calm flow of loving thoughts that course through your being. In peace, you've learned to listen to the voice of your wisdom. Your heart is tranquil, and you are in harmony with yourself and all around you.